USA Radio News.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the new Green Deal.
Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
As protests continue over the economic conditions in France, French President Emmanuel Macron says,
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to meet with top Democrats in the House and Senate regarding wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Nick Ayers was considered to be a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he politely refused the position. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
And on Wall Street, after an up-and-down day, the Dow ended up being up 34 points to close at 24,423. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Dean Martin's daughter, Dina Martin, is sticking by her pledge to continue performing Baby It's Cold Outside despite the frosty reception the decades-old song has been receiving over its lyrics. The song has even been banned on at least one radio station. Dina was on Fox News explaining her reaction to all the blowback over the song.
I was absolutely flabbergasted. It's just insane. When I heard it, And I said, this can't possibly be. You know, it's a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song that, well, it's been around for 50 years for my dad. You know, he did it in 59. But when I saw it, I tweeted, I think this is crazy. What do you think?
This all stems back to the portion of the song where the woman sings, I can't really stay, to which the man replies, but baby, it's cold outside. Now, some folks from the Me Too movement are up in arms over this, and Martin was also asked if she would consider changing the lyrics to the song.
I don't want to change the lyrics where she said, you know, hey, what's in this drink? I don't think she's talking about some pill being put in that drink. You know, like, is this punch? You know, what's in this drink? Is it vodka? It's just a sweet, fun song. You know, I mean, there's nothing bad about
that.
Well,
what is actually going on?
Right.
The guy is trying to tell the girl, not to go outside, it's cold.
It's cold outside.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, and she was, you know, she's sweet. She's playing along with them. You know, it's flirting, it's sexy, it's sweet. There's nothing bad about that song, and it just breaks my heart.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.